This recording, Jiangsu 27, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's our story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old rue in the deserted district of the territory. So he was very happy to start a new job at a suburb of private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her cat, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter impended that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that injured goose began to strut around the office like a long necktie, which made an uncentenary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle stalking the goose's lower back with his palm, then singing to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Como and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the witchy diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Horace, a millionaire, never thought it was a fair price for a cure. I will introduce my hometown. My hometown is Kemayi. It is located in north of Xinjiang. It is close to Rush. As we know, the Kemayi is the oil seat. The oil was found in Qin Dynasty. In 1955, the government of China started to develop the place. Today, it became an important oil seat in China. Except oil, there was mainly tranquil place. The park of Heiyushan is an interesting place. In Kemayi, there was a big hole like a pond, but in the hole is not water, it is oil. If you come here, I will introduce more. Welcome to Kemayi. 孔子《论语》学而第一。子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”为政第二。子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。”子游问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是未能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？” 子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉所哉？人焉所哉？